just go through these after and take notes?
That's right. Yeah. Make sure there's an outline for people to look at later on.
I see.
Okay, well, let's start with some background information. Could you state your full name, please?
Must I?
No, you can.
Roger Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, McDonald.
Okay, where's your date and place of birth?
Rumford, Maine, USA, July 30th, 1943.
Okay, could you describe your educational background?
Going how far back?
Just university, sorry.
University? St. Dunstan's University, Charlottetown, now part of the University of Prince Edward Island. B.A. with honors, 1965. M.A. Dalhousie in English, 1968. Ph.D. University of New Brunswick, Fredericton, 1978.
Okay. How many years have you been associated with St. Mary's?
I started teaching at St. Mary's in 1967. I was 23 years old when I was first hired here. I hadn't finished my MA at the time. I was working on the thesis. So I've been with St. Mary's for 26 years.
Okay. So how has your role here changed over the years?
Not a great deal, really. There isn't any noticeable change.
Okay. So how have your courses changed? What courses did you teach when you were first here?
Well, at the time, in English, we required two courses rather than one. Now we require only one. So all of us at the time taught a first year, a second year, and an advanced level course. Now we generally teach one introductory course and two other courses on a higher level. So most of us have three different courses each year, whereas, well, in the past, we tended to take two introductories, either first year or second year, and one advanced.
When did that change over?
It evolved gradually. The second English requirement was dropped in the early 70s, about 20 years ago.
So what was it like to be a faculty member when you were first here in the 60s?
Given that I was about the same age as most of the senior students, it was difficult the first couple of years. Especially, I was only 2 years out of my BA at the time myself. I spent 2 years at Dell on a master's. It required much more work, as every new teacher experiences the first few years in preparing courses and so on. But it was a necessary adjustment everyone has to make.
Okay. What did you notice in your colleagues? Do you notice a change over time in relation to things like gender and age and ethnic origin?
Well, our department has always been a little unusual in the university. We've always had a fair representation of women. When other departments had none, we had several. And even now, well, we're all conscious of that now, but we've been conscious of it all along. And when I started here in 1967, Lillian Falk and Janet Baker were here. They still are. Lillian's just retiring this year. As far as age is concerned, back in the late 60s, we were all young in this department. I think we were all in our 20s. A couple might have been in their early 30s. Now we're mostly all old, middle-aged, although we have a few young people hired in recent years. And by 2000, most of the department will have turned over. We'll have a very young department again.
Okay.
What was the third part? You said gender, age, and...
Ethnic origin.
Ethnic origin. We've never really been conscious of ethnic origin in our hiring. Perhaps we should have been. It's just incidental that we have two Jewish people in the English department. We've never had a minority person in terms of color. I don't think one has ever applied.
I see. Okay, so over the years the university has grown in size a great deal. What effects do you think that has had?
Well, 1967, I think the entire student body was 500 or 600 when I first started here. When women were first admitted in 68, it increased overnight by 60-70%. This is probably inaccurate. This is the impression I have from years ago. My classes even then were large, my first year in 67. Even though the student body was small, I think I had 70 or 80 students in one of my introductory English sections, far larger than anything I have now. Granted, the upper level courses, the 300 and 400 level, junior, senior level courses, were small at the time. Now they're very large. They're too large now. That has been one negative effect of large numbers. What other effect has numbers had? Well, we've learned to cope with it, at least I have. The marking load is far worse now than it used to be, because whereas before, as I said, first year courses tended to be large, we only had 10, 12, at most 20 in our upper level courses. I now have an average of 60 in my upper level courses. So three times more than before, three times more marking. There's a lot more work involved in grading papers now than there used to be.
How has the change in size affected your relationship with your students?
I don't think it has at all. I go out of my way to learn every student's name and address them by their names, and it takes more effort, but I don't really find that the classroom atmosphere has changed that much. It has changed some. I find that many students are reluctant to speak out in class because the classes are so large, whereas before, in a smaller group, the students got to know each other quickly and they felt more comfortable speaking in class. The main drawback I find is that it's hard to get students to talk in class.
Okay.
But there seem always to be enough of them, at least, who are not intimidated to keep things moving, but it could be a lot better.
Right. Around the same time in 1970, the school became secular. What type of changes did you notice in the nature of St. Mary's?
None really. The main change I noticed was gradually in perceptions from the outside. I mean, St. Mary's at the beginning was regarded as something like a seminary, and gradually through the 70s, that perception changed. And I think the reputation of the university gradually improved as well. When we got away from the notion that it was just a Catholic school teaching mainly theology. That was the perception in the 60s.
Okay. Unionization took place in the mid-70s as well. What were the effects of that?
Frankly, the president at the time was a tyrant, and unionization resulted because of his attitude and conduct. It was necessary at the time, I think. How did it change things?
Yeah.
Well, when the Jesuits were running the university in the 60s, in my experience with them, there were no formal structures. There was no promotion procedure, for example. Everything was arbitrary. Promotion, tenure. One would get a letter out of the blue. You've been promoted. You've received tenure. There were no hearings. So there was no formal relationship between faculty and administration. Things were done randomly. So it was inevitable that this had to come about, and it came about through the unionization process.
I see. Okay. So over the years, have you noticed any changes in the academic programs other than what you've noted?
In terms of English, no doubt. We had very small offerings in the late 60s, early 70s. I suppose one positive result of a larger enrollment was a larger faculty and a wider variety of course offerings. We certainly now offer every conceivable area of English literature, whereas before we could only offer a few. Excuse me. Have you heard anything useful so far?
Oh, yes, very much, yeah. Okay, in regards to the student population, what have you noticed in the same areas, like age, gender, and ethnic origins, have you noticed in your students?
we are getting a more cosmopolitan student body now. Maybe that's only because it's so much larger. There's more representation from everywhere. But it was somewhat cosmopolitan even at the beginning. As far as age is concerned, we've always had a fair number of so-called mature students because of our active continuing education program. That's certainly the case now. There are more older students attending class full-time now, far more than there were percentage-wise in the past. And age?
Gender and ethnic origin.
In terms of gender, of course, in 1967-68, I had one woman in one of my classes and all men in the others. So that's a radical change.
Mm-hmm. And how about ethnic origin? Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, a greater variety now, students from different parts of the world, mainly because I think we have so many more students. There was always a percentage of international students, largely Asian students from Hong Kong and Singapore. That was the case in the 60s.
Okay, have you noticed any difference in the nature of the students' family background?
That's something I wouldn't really notice, so I haven't, no.
Okay. What do you think students wish to gain from their educational experience at St. Mary's? Do you think that's changed over time?
I don't think so. I think most of them wish to gain a job, frankly, which is understandable. Of course, in the late 60s, there were jobs available. Anybody who wanted to teach then simply moved into the BED program the next year without question and started teaching the year after without question. It was that easy. The students weren't really under pressure then to find a job. It was a much more relaxed atmosphere in that respect.
So how have the research facilities at St. Mary's changed since you've been here?
I don't see any dramatic changes. I mean, speaking from my own experience, maybe that's because the kind of research I do involves interlibrary loans. It isn't necessary for me to travel. I really don't need any assistance. My research is done independently, so it hasn't really changed.
Let's see. How do you feel St. Mary's compares academically to other institutions?
I think our undergraduate program is as good or better than the undergraduate programs of just about every university across the country. Certainly every university in the Maritimes. I have experience with several universities, and St. Mary's does not need to hang its head to anyone. And I think that's our academic strength is increasing. In our department, for example, we've been able to hire 3 bright young people in the last 3 years. We'll be hiring another one next year. And we have the pick of the crop, literally, because we get scores, even hundreds of applications. We're able to take the best. We're going to have a tremendous faculty in a few years. We have a very strong one now, stronger than any that I'm familiar with in English.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
In terms of?
Anything at all.
Anything?
Mm.
I think the reputation of the university in recent years has grown remarkably. We were really looked down upon in the late 60s and 70s by Dell mainly, and I hate Dell to this day as a result. I have never heard anything good to say about them because of their arrogance and pomposity. But they realize now that they have competition. They understand that they're no longer, as they used to say, the, what was the phrase they always used? They had the, it even burns me to think about them, so I can't remember the phrase. But I've noticed it even in our first year classes in the last few years. We're getting better students. They write better. This is because our admission standards have increased in the last few years. And there's every reason to believe that our reputation will continue to improve and the quality of education here will continue to improve because we're getting a stronger, more committed, younger, more energetic faculty. We really need that.
Great.